From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A leak of documents concerning the offshore holdings of current and former world leaders has revealed possibly embarrassing information about their financial affairs. The 11.5 million records from Mossack Fonseca, a Panamanian-based worldwide financial firm, were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung by an anonymous source. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists says on its website that it and more than 100 other news organizations have investigated the material. The ICIJ says the information involves more than 125 politicians and celebrities around the world, including associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who are said to have moved as much as $2 billion through offshore bank accounts over a nearly 40-year period. Michael Hudson is with the ICIJ.
We sent lots of questions to the Kremlin, and the Kremlin has refused to answer the questions. They did go public several days ago in an effort to preempt our story by charging that ICIJ and its media partners were preparing what a Kremlin spokesman called a information attack on Putin and people close to him. It's not an attack. It's journalism.
Michael Hudson. The U.S. military said Sunday one of its drones in Iraq has killed the Islamic State fighter it believes was responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. A U.S. military spokesman says the drone attack killed Jassim Khadija, described as a former Iraqi officer and rocket expert. Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. This is VOA News. An operation to return hundreds of migrants to Turkey is set to begin on the island of Lesbos in Greece, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. Immigrant advocate Metin Korabatir says moving the migrants will be difficult for them.
This deal, in its current shape, if it is implemented like this, it will harm the people, these poor people. It will be a second trauma. They are already experiencing second, third, fifth traumas. And this will be the next trauma.
With fewer than 24 hours to go before the scheduled start of the migrants' removal, Greek officials had said they were still deciding on how to carry out the plan. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Businessman Donald Trump stirred up controversy this past week on such subjects as abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed. But he told Fox News Sunday he hopes to do well in the next major contest, Wisconsin's primary election, this Tuesday.
It would always be better to win. I think I get there anyway, but I like Wisconsin. I like the people of Wisconsin. I think they like me. I've had tremendous crowds. We've had a tremendous response, and I think I'm going to do very well in Wisconsin.
In recent days, major news outlets have reported Trump would be the candidate with the worst national favorability rating to win a major party presidential nomination in 3 decades, and political surveys show him losing badly in the national election. South Africa's parliament will open debate Tuesday on an opposition motion to impeach President Jacob Zuma for violating the Constitution, allegedly. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that Zuma failed to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution by failing to pay back some of the public funds he used to make improvements at his house. More than $20 million in remodeling included adding a swimming pool, an amphitheater, and a fenced-in area for cattle. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory. The territory is a part of Azerbaijan that has been under the control of Armenian forces. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.